Staff at an Iceland store in Coolock in Dublin agreed last night to end a sit-in protest at the premises. They'd occupied the supermarket after being told they were being laid off temporarily because the store is closing. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan joins me now with the latest. Now, people, Brian, would be aware of the recent recall of a frozen food of animal origin from the Irish Iceland stores. What's going on in Coolock?
Yeah, it's all interlinked, Mary, and I'll come to that in a while. But yesterday, in terms of Coolock, what we saw was yesterday morning staff turning up to that store only to be told that the premises was closed. And for many of them, this was the first they were hearing of it. They were told they should have received an email, but some of the staff told me that they only got that email later in the day. Now, in that email, the company that runs the 26 Iceland stores in Ireland, a company called Metron Stores Limited, said that following a review, the Coolock store was being closed. The staff were informed they were being temporarily laid off. The email went on to say that the company would engage with a court-appointed examiner and that every effort would be made to attempt to reopen the store. Now, on Tuesday, the High Court appointed an interim examiner to that parent company, Metron Stores, after the court was told that the firm was insolvent and unable to pay estimated debts of 36 million euro as they fall due. Now, staff members at the Coolock store began this sit-in protest yesterday morning, saying they wanted written guarantees from the court-appointed examiner that all monies owed to them would be paid, including wages and holiday pay. Now, I was up at the Coolock store for a period of time yesterday, and while I was there, around half a dozen staff members were sitting in the open doorway of the supermarket staging this sit-in protest. Now, in the supermarket itself, you could see that the shelves were still stocked with non-perishable items, but the freezers were all open and empty following that order from the Food Safety Authority to remove frozen food of animal origin. Now, cardboard signs had been hung on the outside of the Iceland store saying that this was a peaceful occupation and that the staff were fighting for their rights. Signs had also been hung along the street outside telling drivers to honk their horns if they supported the workers, and indeed many motorists did just that as they passed. Then at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening, the staff agreed to end their sit-in protest, saying they'd received the guarantees from the examiner that they were looking for.
So they've got the guarantees then on the wages and holiday pay. And what can you say at this point about the future of the store?
Well, on Tuesday, the High Court appointed chartered accountant and insolvency expert Joseph Walsh as interim examiner to this parent company, Metron Stores Limited. Now, at the time, the court was told that the firm had got into difficulties due to factors, including that recent order served on it by the Food Safety Authority, requiring it to withdraw all imported frozen food of animal origin. But in the court, an independent expert's report was presented, and it stated that the company has a reasonable prospect of survival if certain steps are taken, including the appointment of an examiner. The matter will be back before the High Court again in 2 weeks' time. Now, yesterday we got a brief statement from the examiner, Joseph Walsh. He said that he was working with the company and affected employees in Coolock and that every effort would be made to resolve the matter as soon as possible. Now, this parent company, Metron Stores, they operate 26 Iceland stores in the Republic of Ireland, employing more than 344 people. Yesterday, we understand that of those 26 stores, Mary, 22 opened as normal.
Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent. It's 8:15.